Hello, listeners. Good morning. It's Sherry. Hey, it's been a little while since I've recorded anything. I've been thinking over a lot of things, going through some old memories and some emotions of some old situations, and looking at my current situation. What it's not really a situation, it's current life. You know, it's school. It's getting close to being finished in a program and planning to move on to the next stage of the goal, the educational goal, while dealing with some emotional problems in between. You know, some things that were major, you know, dealing with some major life changes, like buying a house and just moving on in life, despite the obstacles of loss of friends, family, job opportunities, a glowing and perfect reputation. And the thing I want to talk about today is a little bit about how people, some people, you know, try to sway you in certain directions. We learn about the art of persuasion. And we learn ways to win people over to your way of thinking. And we also, not so much in college, but in the military, we learn about force. And in some academies, like the police force, we learn about force. But you should have learned that when you were a kid, you know? Kids learn about force. My parents are forcing me to do my homework, or I'm forced to eat at 6 o'clock, whatever. Terminology, the way people say things are different and it sounds different. Being forced to do something against your will is not a pleasurable or pleasant experience. It's sometimes, I mean, people, parents, and systems use it as a form of discipline to get you to do things. You can look at it in one of two ways. You know, you're required to go to school Monday through Friday or whatever your school schedule is. You're required to meet certain obligations in life. And that means for a lot of people, you have to work or you have to be a good person. You have to abide by the law. And you have to be respectful. Otherwise, you're creating havoc in other people's lives. My neighbors, extremely loud, always fighting, using profanity. It's just unsafe. And the cops don't do anything, you know? So that's why there's force. Force people to behave, because you just create a really unpeaceful, unruly, undisciplined environment that disrupts others. And that's not tolerated. It's just not acceptable. So I was thinking about parental discipline, but also about force in education. You know, should I be forced to comply to your ways, to do things a certain way, when there are several tools out there that do the same thing differently, right? So I'm forced into this certain programming model to build things when I know and have learned it a different way. But, you know, I said I'm going to check out that programming model just because I want to see what my other coworkers are doing and learning so that I can stay up to speed with what's going on in my industry. And what I found is extremely displeasing. But yet the force is there. You have to do it. If you don't do it, you will fail the class and you won't be able to complete your degree program. And any critical thinking or opinions that you might have are really abandoned. Nobody's really listening or reading it. Because there are no other students, and the instructor's really hell-bent too. I mean, he has his sick ways of being forceful with his training, and repetitively unnatural in terms of, I read your paper and I understand your position on this, and I hadn't considered using another program or looking at the text-based version versus a version that allows you to do the same thing with a much richer, better visual experience that's much easier for people to work with. And the professor has no opinion or stance whatsoever on the reason why he's pushing out bad teachings and garbage. You know, he doesn't even have professional opinion other than to say, download this. This will help you. You know, no. And then in coding is either right or wrong. It works or it doesn't. And when it doesn't work, there's no instruction that comes back and says, well, this is what you did wrong here. And this doing this will make it work. It's either you do it and it works or you get a low grade. So that's an odd instruction model. That's not correct. You know, that's not how professors teach and people learn. You have to show people the error of their ways. And you have to show them, how do you do this correctly to get it to work, or to get people to cooperate, or to get your neighbors to quiet down, or to get your own self settled in your own mind, in your own heart, in your own soul about the past and what's happened, and getting over those emotions, especially maybe after you just had a bad phone call with someone that really doesn't, is not a, along the same lines of your thinking. You know, quit school. Don't go to school. You're never going to be a doctor. I'm the supreme being. I decide. I have more power than you'll ever know. I mean, that's just ludicrous. I'd like to declare him 5150, but, you know, his world is his world. And what matters is how it influences me and how it influences my choices and decisions, in order to not let that kind of nasty talk eat away at my heart and my motivation and my purpose that I've established. And you know, it does. It does, because it's a father-daughter relationship or a brother-sister relationship, or a boss and employee relationship, or a professor and student relationship. And when all this negativity and garbage is coming at me, there's a middle finger that wants to fly up with a fuck you. But the Christian woman in me says, maintain your sense of self, your maturity, and just get through the phone call and just get through the class. Because you in your heart, in yourself, know that you're doing things correctly, even if the world around you doesn't get it. At least you still have understanding. I'm looking at a scripture right now that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. But see, people abuse that, right? With misguidance and bad communications and bad leadership and bad instruction, or just choosing the very program that you already, or someone already knows that you dislike and have proven that you dislike it, yet forcing that onto you as part of your requirements to pass, to get the master's degree. Because they, in their mind, somewhere along the way said, someone should be anti-education because people don't want to conform and they want to be unruly. And that reminds me of my friend Nicole. Back in the old days, she would say, I don't have to go to school. I'm sick. And, you know, I reached a point of near truancy because of her, because I let her influence drag me down. And so it's sort of like a dirty disease that has an actual trail. And it's really gross that people in this world actually exist and get by with that kind of behavior. I mean, I could go into all the studies, you know, the surroundings of her. I mean, we have gunshots, meth heads, suicides, death, a string of suicides, all connected to her and her ways, you know? And I go through life going, God, why is this happening? What's going on? And it's easy to blame it on the drugs. You know, it's the drugs, Sherry. It's the drugs. No, I think it's something deeper than that. I mean, people turn to drugs either from, you know, peer pressure because everybody else is doing it. It looks really cool. Or because they got problems at home and they think that's their way of feeling numb and their exit to reality. You know, altering their mind so that they don't have to focus on that other thing, which that's an escape mechanism and that works, but there's a lot of different other healthy avenues. A lot of things, you can blame a lot of things on people and things, but just looking at the personal self, how does it affect you? Obviously, it affects you and it still does. So, you know, something's really wrong there. And what it comes down to is powerlessness because you see that this is a problem. You know that this person is a problem. You know this person has caused so many problems in your life that it's unsurmountable, that it's ridiculous, that you even talk to this person as a 30-year-old woman and she still has the teenage mentality. And you just narrow it down and dwindle it down and go, you know, she's just one of those patients again. You know, she's one of those where you have to observe, where you have to monitor. And you can't let yourself just be free to be influenced by these people because there you go, drugging her down again. Alcoholism, child abuse, garbage talk, filthy mouths. Threatening children to kill them and to hurt them. I mean, some real garbage came out of that. And no explanation other than she's just a polluter of an environment. On the surface, you could drive by her house and you go, you know what? That looks like a nice house with a nice family. But it's so deceiving. Once you see what goes on behind closed doors, you're like, a 1 to 2 days maximum. That's it. Goodbye. And I'll see you again in 6 months. And the behavior is still the same, maybe a few corrections or differences or some decline in a lot of parts. I mean, that this person went on to attack other people in such a small town sick way that, you know, you kind of just But you love her, you know, you gotta listen to her. She's a mom, you know, so you gotta listen and you gotta say, well, hon, you know, to not be the pillar of advice, but just to listen, you know. And she takes absolutely no interest in your personal life or your professional life. And that just goes to show you right there, you have a person that is sort of. You know, you could say it's like me on this podcast right now. It's a one-way conversation. I don't hear back from you. I don't know your comments. I don't know your thoughts. Although your opinions are important, it's a one-way conversation. This person did this, and this person did that, and this is what's going on with that person. It's like a People magazine for a small town in all the crimes and relationship dramas. And healthcare problems with everyone. And to a certain extent, that works when you're catching up with old friends, you know, whatever happened to so and so. But, you know, if it's constant a stream of bad news, you know what? I don't want to hear it. Hey, here's some good news. My son got model citizen. Well, that's great, honey. What does that mean? You know, because your lifestyle certainly doesn't show it. You know, his bed sheets smell like urine. And he's like 5 years old, 6 years old. So model citizen at that age is really just good job. Let's see if you can maintain that throughout the course of your life because the way your parents lived, and the way they continue to live, the expectations aren't so great. The outlook's not so great. Now, you could say that for anyone that grows up poorly and commits crimes or does something wrong or doesn't have the best guidance. And you can create these outlooks for families and statistics. And you can say, well, because of this, then I predict this. Well, and then, you know, reality hopefully will smack you in the face and go, well, what if he's not going to be like that? And the administration is the balancer of that and the guider of that. And that, in fact, has either improved or declined. And that's what determines those outcomes rather than the alcoholic mother and the absent father who only comes home at 7 o'clock and is with his children till 9 o'clock, 3 hours a night and on weekends. You know, so it's hard to predict outcomes, but it's also hard to sit and watch and listen to these families, especially after they've caused a personal injury to you and they take absolutely no responsibility, professional or adult responsibility whatsoever for the problems they have caused. They don't even understand or are conscious of the fact that of how to treat people. You know, it's, oh, come on in. Welcome to my house. This is my house. I hope you like it. We're so glad that you're up this weekend to visit. We don't really have a lot planned, but we're really glad to see you. And how are things? How are things going? You know, but rather it's a drink 12 beers and repeat the same shit from high school about people and just stare at each other and add no value whatsoever to a professional, a student's life, a college person's life, or even discuss things on a deeper level called Christianity, religion, or, you know, God forbid, politics. Or what your thoughts are on Roe versus Wade, or the latest criminal trial, you know? Or maybe not even that, just a professional conversation of update me on your parents. Tell me how they're doing. It's great to hear you guys are doing so well. And there's none of that. That's only a one-way communication skill, which was me. And there was no reciprocity. Reciprocity meaning you have to do that. You know, you have to give that back. You know, you have to inquire, be genuinely interested in what's going on in other people's lives. So, you know, tell me about what's it like to go to college and be in the U.S. military. Wow, what a valuable question. And had you asked me that, you know, our lives would have been different today. Had you stopped and taken out the time to ask me something like that, you would have showed genuine interest in my life, but you didn't. And that's 20 years of knowing somebody. You know, are you going to just assume that you know without asking, that you have some sixth sense, supernatural ability to already know what that experience is like? Or do you really just genuinely not care? I mean, that's what people, humans, care about. Do you really care about me as a human? Do you see me as Superwoman? Flies up, drives up 500 miles, here for the weekend, drives back home, back to my 45-hour a week job with my 30 hours in for school for the week, and deal with my relationship dramas with my roommates and coworkers and all my other personal life challenges, like staying in shape and paying bills on time, seeing all that the beautiful city of San Diego has to offer, and being a good woman learning how to grow to be a good woman, to let go of all those dirty influences and bad leadership, and really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what drives right and wrong. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a psychology license. I don't have a license to psychoanalyze everyone on a group or individual level. And I think the person that's come up with the requirements for that has also gone psycho themselves in bureaucracy. An obsession with right and wrong. And they don't, in fact, don't even know how to treat people humanely that struggle with ethical or legal, criminal, or just, you know, moral issues of right and wrong. You know, beyond a spelling error. Oh, this is spelled wrong. Well, we're not going to put you in prison for that, but, you know, we're also not going to send you to jail because they don't look at it on the basis of, well, you were hungry and you needed something to eat and you were going through a really serious emotional setback and it caused you to steal some items from a store so that you could be temporarily satisfied while you go through this trauma. So you're guilty. Number one, just go to jail. Because I don't care about you and what your issues are. I see things only from the law. You're guilty, period. And that's bad. That's bad. A bad legal system. That's really bad. But you can go before the judge and argue. That's still bad. You know, you should have figured that out long before you place those handcuffs on me. So we have a non-empathetic legal system, justice system. So there's no tolerance at all. I mean, there's a defense that's called guilt by necessity, but you still have to go to argue. And, you know, you might not be in a position where you can go and argue. And then now you have a warrant out for your arrest. And there goes your chances. Because now you have a legal record. And the fines just increase. You know, so our system is really flawed. So how can you learn and establish right from wrong and teach people if we have such an intolerably cruel system for even just the smallest offense? It makes people not want to cooperate, you know? And that's how I feel. I don't want to cooperate with that kind of authority because that's a careless kind of authority. That's a creates a very dangerous and ugly society. And that's what they've created. And it's really sad. And I don't want to be a cynical person, but what I was going to talk about is how people try to force people into these ideals and thinking that you're always going to be a criminal, no matter what. You committed a crime. You're done. There's always room for change. You can grow out of that. You can become a better person. You know, you can pay the fine and learn the error of your ways. If you got all the money in the world, you can keep committing offenses and keep hurting people and hurting things and systems. Breaking the law, doing, you know, creating high-risk environments for everyone. I mean, that's wrong, right? You shouldn't be able to pay your way out of it if you're a career criminal. But the force, what I'm talking about is trying to force people in certain directions, like pushing you to go, you're going to fucking work in criminal justice and you're going to not fucking cuss because you're a Christian. Well, you know what? I cuss and you're going to have to listen to it. And you might hit the off button, but you need to learn how to tolerate and understand people first. And you don't have a chance to speak back, but you need to understand the personal self already acknowledges it. See, the personal self says, I acknowledge I just cussed and I acknowledge that's disrespectful, but you must also acknowledge that you've got to listen to people before you can go around forcing things and judging people and trying to create laws and enforce laws that are just based on a sick approach of forcing someone into a life of criminal, the criminal world. And that means the people in your surroundings. Okay, so we're going to force you into an environment where nobody really cares, because that's the current issue. Does anybody really care what you write and what you say? No, education is forced. Professors don't have an opinion. They're not critical thinkers like they used to be. I guess that's the new system. Wonderful. What a fucked up place, right?